Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Do you want to die, Sydney? Your mother sure didn't.
Fuck you, you creep.
The sheriff, I shot him.
I got plans for you. I'm gonna slit your eyelids in half so you don't blink when I stab you in the face.
You don't know what death is.
I like to dissect girls. Did you know I'm utterly insane?
Hey, this is Trevor. Movie trash day.
The Keister DK mode on drums. Let's hear some drums, bud. Let's hear this drums, bud. Come on. With Blood Guts and B-Movie Trash Talk, where we watch and review movies you don't have time for. Uncle Bud Pup Steve, how's it going, bud?
Hey, pretty good. How about you?
Pretty good. It looks like you got a lucrative device in your hand right now.
I'm holding a gun.
To my head.
It's America Day, 4th of July.
Oh, boy.
Let's.
We don't want to date this episode too much, but it is the 4th of July.
It's 4th of July.
America.
God bless it.
To my right, Steve's left.
The pride of Appalachia. Yeah.
DK mode Keister.
Me.
Let's hear some drums.
You want to hear some more?
Ooh.
Man.
Yeah.
How else do you
What's up, guys?
How else do you keep her awake during this?
It's the only way. I got to be banging on something. Got to be doing something.
You know, Keisha, always got to be banging.
Hey, Steve, will you do me a favor?
Will you do me a kindness? What's up?
What are we watching, bud pup?
We're watching a movie called Grizzly.
Little baby Grizzly.
That I decided we should review about an hour and a half before we
decided.
Sat in here to record.
I think it turned out well. I think we got lucky here, bud.
Yeah, little backstory. What were we trying to watch?
We were going to watch something patriotic.
Since the 4th of July,
Washingtonians?
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, the Washingtonians.
Washingtonians.
Washingtonians, I think. I don't know.
That looks great.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
But
it's
I was browsing werewolf movies while I was waiting, and the baby happened to be in there.
Stumbled
upon a kindness, bud.
A fucking gem. 1976?
Yeah.
Pickup sticks.
1976 pickup sticks, budget 750,000, estimated.
Made
wow.
35 million.
It looked like they used a lot
million.
Less. What?
It looked like they used less money
what?
Than 750,000.
35 million?
It made $35 million, wasn't
Holy
it?
Holy shit.
Like Rock and Roll Dog, cue that drum set guitar.
That was not expected.
Cue that drum guitar gimmick.
And they managed to rake in a cool $39
million. $39 million, bud.
Yeah, 39 but million bucks.
It looks like it was shot by Spielberg until the kill scenes, and then it was ridiculous.
And then it was shot by fucking. Then it was shot by Hooper.
Yeah.
Uncle Tobe.
Yeah, so what do you think? What are you thinking about this gimmick? Do you like it, Keish?
Oh my god.
Hey, let's mention it was directed by William Girdler and David Sheldon. It was also written by a Harvey Flaxman and a David Sheldon.
I don't know who they are.
Me
I don't either.
Either,
but I appreciated that it was written and directed at least.
Does have Christopher George in
same
it.
Same dude. It's a classy little picture. Yeah, it's got our buddy from Pieces.
Yeah.
It is pretty classy, and I like that it takes a while to expose the whole bear. You know, every scene you see it, they show like a little
doing that rip-off Jaws gimmick.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. And I was thinking it was going to be like a fake bear once they showed it, and it was going to be like a monster.
Rock and roll real one.
It's a real one standing.
Yeah, they have a whole bunch of B-roll footage of this bear just standing up.
And he only walks on his feet
and it
the
shows,
whole time. His
it zooms
back
in on
feet.
His feet. Oh, yeah. He's just walking his back.
He walks
feet.
Like a man.
Yeah, you when can't see his upper body.
When he's walking closer to him, you just plays like his little feet, and it looks like he's like drunk running. You know, when you get way drunk and like you start leaning, and then you have to run to kind of catch up. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever done that before?
I'd rather imagine it with some
Too
rascal,
many times.
With some rascal drumming under it.
Yeah.
But anyway, you got the back of the box, this bad boy?
I do, bud.
How is this available, do you know? Aside from streaming on Amazon?
YouTube.
Can you buy like the Blu-ray? Do they have the Shout Factory?
I don't know,
collector's
man.
Edition.
I was going to ask you to see if you did any quick research on this.
I did not.
We can talk about the home media. So Grizzly was released on VHS by Anchor Bay Entertainment, and it was released in Laserdisc format in 1984 by RCA Ooh. Columbia Pictures Home Video, but only in Japan. So the DVD version of Grizzly was first released on December 2nd, 1998, and was re-released on DVD by Scorpion Releasing on August 5th, 2014. Scorpion Releasing issued a limited edition Blu-ray in September 2015, exclusively through Screen Archives Entertainment. So then, in 2017, Riff Raff released a VOD of the film with comedy commentary by Michael J. Nelson, Kevin Murphy, and Bill Colbert.
Ooh.
So, yeah, there's a few additions on this, but I do got the back of the box, but... Dylan! You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. You got the back of that box, Jack?
I'm greasy.
When an 18-foot, 2,000-pound grizzly bear starts mauling campers and hikers at a state park, a park ranger, Christopher George, springs into action. But the job is too big to tackle alone, so he enlists the aid of a naturalist, Richard Jekyll. And a helicopter pilot, Andrew Prine, to take this freak of nature down. Meanwhile, the giant grizzly, not content with picnic baskets, continues to kill indiscriminately, leaving pools of blood and piles of body parts in his wake. Can the ranger and his cronies end the grizzly's reign of terror without resorting to excessively extreme measures? The post-Jaws natural runs rampant. What the fuck does that say?
Post-Jaws.
This post-Jaws nature runs rampant thriller of the summer was directed by William Girdler, Day of the Animals, and the Montague?
And the Montauk
William
Project.
Dangus.
A film by Diane Drangle.
Hey, I'm going to re-say this.
This post-Jaws nature runs rampant thriller of the summer was directed by William Girdler and was Girdler. A box office hit and the top-grossing independent film of 1976, Steve.
That sounds pretty fun, Keisha.
Me!
Play me some drums,
Little
bud.
Dingle.
Come on, bud.
Still the best. Special features, 16x9 anamorphic master in HD from the original interest, interpositives, brand new 5.1 surround mix created from the original audio elements, new Beverly screening Q&A with Andrew Prine and producer Sheldon, featurette Jaws with Claws interview with producer David Sheldon, writer RV Flaxton, actors Andrew Prime and Joan McCall, fun facts and trivia segment.
Trailers. Jesus Christ, sorry.
Good looking.
Okay, so we know what it's about now. So, Keish, you liking this gimmick?
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. I would say watch it maybe once.
Just once?
Yeah.
But this could be a yearly thing.
It's ridiculous.
This thing is pretty
oh my God.
Sweet. I would say yearly summer movie, definitely.
Uh-huh. Some beers to this bad boy?
Ground beers.
Oh,
only
yeah.
ground beers.
Ground beers to this.
You
let's,
have to
let's
watch
explain
ground beers.
Ground beers to our fellow listeners.
Okay.
Our fellow listeners. I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
That implies that we also listen
that we
to
have
our show.
Listeners? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, people
true.
Listening now.
I mean, do we listen
do
to our show?
Kind of.
When we're editing
it? Yeah, when you do edit it, you have to listen to it.
We can't
let's
even get
explain,
ourselves to listen to this.
Let's start again. Let's explain ground beers to our listeners.
All right.
That implies that we have listeners.
It does. Okay, so...
Ground beer is a very fancy game that I made up last year, where it's kind of like badminton minus the
net.
The net and the minus the having to run or jump or dribble or any of
or
that
really
shit.
Any rules other than two.
Just kidding, Yeah, it's like badminton without a net, so if you're hitting it at somebody, they gotta hit it back, and if they miss it, they gotta drink half their beer, because it's a ground beer.
So, yeah.
And you gotta carry your can with you.
Yeah, so it's
while you're playing, and...
One-hand gimmick, right?
It's more than two people can play.
One beer in the hand, the other hand.
If you could have dove at it and got it, then and if it was aiming in your direction, you missed it. That's your own problem, bud.
That's a personal problem.
It's a ground beer. That is that.
Like Uncle Steve says, it's a personal problem.
And it seems that everybody needs to yell ground beer when the person misses.
It doesn't hurt.
Loser gets hazed.
Yep.
Loser has to fuck a pumpkin.
And then run through a cornfield backwards.
With the pumpkin attached.
All right, so Keish likes us. Steve, what are you thinking about this gimmick?
I thought my pick was a home run. Dude, I didn't give it more than 10 seconds of thought, and I just heard it as soon as I said we should do it.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. I like it. You should definitely watch it.
Yeah.
It's streaming on Amazon Prime for free.
It's definitely a story you tell at the campfire.
It needs to be a Shout Factory release.
I know.
It's even got cool-ass artwork.
It's something that
really?
You... Really? Yeah, it's got some pretty decent artwork.
Yeah, the artwork was cool.
Yeah. But,
oh, that's way cool, actually.
Dude, it's one of those movies I'd want to see at Alamo Drafthouse on, like, 35mm. Dude, it's some smut. And, like, yeah, you think it's going to be a piece of shit.
And you're right. It's a good time.
It is.
Yeah, and all of a sudden it gets rowdy.
Yeah, it does.
Dude, it gets rowdy. Like, I noticed the first kill, I believe, was only 15 minutes in. The first bear kill.
Yeah, it's pretty close to the start.
Yeah.
Yeah, that bear's running amok the entire time.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's pretty ridiculous. Dude, it's like everything...
We should mention, they use a real bear.
Yeah.
But yeah, when he's walking...
When he's, like, stalking his prey, it's just like...
Show just his feet.
It's an arm.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Like a claw.
So funny.
He, at one point, grabs somebody, and it's clearly, like, a person in a costume.
Oh, yeah. When he just picks
a good time.
That fucking kid.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
It's good. It's like everything
explosion at the
want.
End like
everything
you that
you
could want. Yeah,
and it's like it's
ulterior
just like
motives for a bear.
It's like a slasher movie, but you substitute this fucking killer with a bear. Dude,
yeah,
that's how it is.
Kick ass.
And I like that it's realistic too.
It's, yeah, it's great. More on the realistic side. Yeah. I would like to see, like, a sequel or a few sequels down the line, having this bear just having a family, like, yeah, wishing he could go back to the killing. Like, I would like it to be a real piece of shit franchise.
Yeah, that'd be funny. When you first showed it to me, I was like, okay, this, you know, they're gonna kind of get ridiculous with this, and it's gonna be more of a, like, a comedy horror, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or like campfire fucking
this was
horror.
Just like a shitty Jaws ripoff on land.
Yeah, yeah, but instead they went, like, super, like,
they tried to go
real
as
with
realistic
it.
As
yeah,
they could.
It was really,
I think,
weird. Like, it went from, like, a movie for TV, and then started getting violent.
Started ramping up.
Ramped up, dude. So, like, it's fucking
caught me off
guard.
Was there boobs involved?
No.
Oh, yeah, there were tits.
I really? Thought that there were, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll
talk about her. We don't want to spoil this. But
so, there's, like,
so
it's
a question.
It's got everything a ridiculous B-movie you could probably ask for.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a summer watcher in any time.
It's a sleeper.
Actually.
It's a sleeper. And don't let the beginning fool you. It's, like, old school. It's quite 70s style.
It's a good time.
Ridiculous, but it's
more fun
good.
Than Jaws, I think.
Now, I got to thinking, why the fuck aren't there more movies like this? Like, are there?
It could be about anything.
But maybe there are. I just found out about this today.
Well, like, let's talk, like, the beast genre, like the monster kind of gimmick.
The more and more,
the
I get,
backyard dog. Yeah. It's just fucking
dogs,
running rampant.
They're coming.
Yeah,
they're coming for you.
Dogs.
Yeah,
I used to hate creature like the idea of creature features, and the older I get, the more I appreciate practical effects.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked them, but I appreciate them more and more. And, like, they're just a giant practical effect. You know, it's kick ass.
Yeah.
So, like, I've been watching werewolf movies every single full moon. Me and Keisha have been. And
nice.
Like, creature features are a good time. And this is
yeah.
a classy creature feature.
Dude,
like,
it is.
It's
yeah.
kind of realistic. Like, it's,
yeah,
but
it's
fun.
Great.
Like, ridiculous.
I feel like they're making these kind of movies now, but they're not tapping into the lucrative on-land monster gimmick.
Yeah.
They're always the shark yeah. movies, like the crazy
or the
sci-fi
or the
shock movies, with, like, Sharknado, like those ridiculous, like, creature kind of feature movies, but they just don't do it.
Yeah.
They need to do it with, like, bears and stuff, dude.
Well,
like,
dude, they keep doing,
mountain
like,
lions.
Kong-type movies.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, that's the only online thing they're doing, and it doesn't make any sense.
I feel like I would have liked this movie more if there was, like, more of a character development, because I didn't really know any of the characters, so I had, like, no
yeah.
emotional attachment to it.
It was just a fucking ripoff of Jaws.
Yeah, like, the whole structure
the
and everything.
Even the characters,
everything.
Like, the three guys. You have the fucking...
They even look...
I feel like Jaws is way better.
You have expert on sharks that gets... In Jaws, you have the expert who gets eaten. And then you have, in this, the expert that gets fucking outwitted and fucking killed.
Gets eaten.
But let's... I think we all recommend this. It,
yeah.
And it needs to be fucking re-released in some fucking fashion.
Some classy way.
Yeah. Like Shout Factory or like...
Oh, yeah.
Severin. I don't know. Somebody needs to put this Arrow. Fucking baby to bed.
Oh, yeah. And then somebody else needs to make fucking sequels to it.
Yeah.
Like, they need to be just more and more shitty as they go on.
That's true.
Like the Nightmare on Elm Street series, but make it real fun trash instead of, like, okay trash.
And you'll also like this movie, and you should watch it if you like B-roll footage that was filmed... Maybe not necessarily for that movie, but they just took stock footage and, like, put it in, like, with the bear when you actually see him. Yeah. Fucking ridiculous.
Well, we recommend it. Play us out, Keisha.
Jesus.
Unky, bud, pup.
We've been back, bud.
You know it.
And now we're back.
All right,
from outer space.
Let's talk about this fucking... This thing was a dark horse, man. I didn't see it coming.
Me neither.
It honked my horror bone, bud.
It put a tickle in my anus.
Put a good bead in there. Nice horror bead.
Okay. Horror bead.
It's pretty funny. We start out this movie with this helicopter view, kind of like the Shining gimmick.
Yeah.
He's talking about how this land, the land's been untouched and remains much as they did during the time when the Native Americans lived here. And so we have these two female hikers or whatever who go up into the mountains, and these two girls are the first ones to be slaughtered. They have some sort of fucking hard-on for one of the rangers up there.
Yeah.
That one girl's definitely, hurting for a squirtin'.
The long in the tooth?
The long in the tooth.
Aching the puss.
She was hurting. She was hungry.
Yeah, she was staring at him.
He was a hunk, though.
And then we started talking.
Yeah, he was. Remember the hunks don't listen.
Hunks. Yeah. They're just a bunch of hunks.
They don't listen.
Oh, man. My brother's a hunk. Oh, shit, Steve. Rules. Okay, so these two girls go up there, and this is like, I don't know, like 10 minutes in, maybe 15 minutes in, I think you're right, and these two girls get fucking slaughtered by this bear, and dude, this fucking slammed it out of the park for me. I was like, oh my god.
How did that slaughter right away?
He like cut one of the girls' heads off, and it was like one of those gimmicks where the head just like flew
didn't
past
he like
the
bitch
camera.
Slap her and her head flew off? Like,
yeah.
Isn't that how it worked?
Yeah, he fucking knocks a horse
horse's head right off.
Oh yeah.
And let's talk about, like, the cinematography and how this looks. It looks like a fucking classy 70s
picture. Yeah, it's nice. It looks nice.
And then they just fucking splice in these special effects shots, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stiff bear arm hitting her head off.
Oh, yeah.
I respect it.
It's, like, ridiculous enough, too, because of those things.
Yeah.
It's a good
time.
But
it still looks legit.
For the most part.
Yeah.
So this is where we meet Mr. Kelly, Michael Kelly. He's the big actor in this gimmick, the kind of good-looking man that tells his boss to fuck off kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
But this is where we meet him, because he, along with photographer Allison Corwin, they decide they're going to go check up on these campers and girls, because I guess they know that they were camping there. And this is where they find those mangled-ass corpses. And then one of the girls was actually buried. Like, partially buried,
oh,
and
yeah.
They're talking about it. Like, oh, yeah, bears do the...
They bury their victims.
Saving it for later.
Do they really do that? Do you know?
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
What do you think?
Because what animal is going to come sniffing around a...
I feel like that's pretty smart, especially if you get full, and you don't want to waste it. And
that's very true.
If you have some intellect, you'd try to save it.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, dogs bury treats when they're saving them. They bury bones and stuff.
Yeah.
Plan to go back.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, it's fucking weird. But anyways, we jump to the hospital, and we find that Kelly, the lead ranger dude, is told by the doctor that these girls were mauled by bears. And they're like, no, that's impossible. They're not mauled by bears. We got all the bears out last summer.
I know.
They're like, we have them all chipped. all the brown bears.
And even though it's 78. 1978 at this point.
Yeah.
Like, did they really have them chipped? Like,
oh, fuck no, they didn't. But I can. This falls into one of those, like, fucking movies where they have a computer that can do, like, everything that it can at that time. Like, fucking Halloween 6.
That's my favorite genre of movie.
Just bullshit. Like, their computers. Oh, yeah, I'm talking to the satellite that's orbiting Earth right now. It's like, this is 1980, you fucking lying-ass bitch. You get fucking Oregon Trail in your computer. That's all you have. Don't lie.
Good game, by the way.
Ooh, you've
Super pixelated screens.
Yeah, dude.
It was orange and black. It wasn't even fucking black and white.
I guess if they're like... How would you even communicate to a satellite? Is it like a type of program where you use fucking numbers?
Dude, it's I just imagine it's
shooting beams. I don't know.
I don't think you can do it like a normal person can Matrix do it now unless screen. You're a fucking...
I think you just need
Mitch
like...
Mc... You probably would just McMuffin.
Need a Mitch McDougal.
You might just need like maybe like a one of those satellite dishes, and then like I don't know. You could probably rig something up.
You could. We should ask Mitch McMuffin.
Let's get him on the phone. Mitch Drangle.
Hey, you.
What is he? McMuffin. He was our guest on our Frankenhooker episode.
That was a long time ago.
Okay, so the doctor tells Kelly that these two girls were attacked by a bear, and he says it's impossible. So instead of him taking the fall for it by the fucking lead National Forest dude, he blames it on his friend that supposedly has these relationships with these bears. He's like the dude that Werner Herzog did a fucking documentary on, the crazy-ass nut job.
Yeah, he knows their actual, like, terminology.
Yeah. Or he thinks he, like, is a bear.
Yeah.
He, like, gets to that point, and then they just eat him.
Little beanie.
I guess he, like, that dude, like, filmed while he's being eaten. And, like, he refused to try to escape. Like, he was, like, telling his wife, like, get out of here, just let them take me. And it's like, whoa.
God.
I know. I'm one of those morbid people. Like, I want to hear it. I want to, let's see this gimmick.
This snuff film.
I know, let's see this fucking smut. All right, so what ends up happening is because Kelly and Arthur get the blame for this, they decide they're going to kind of go off and move all the hikers off the park mountain while Kelly tries to talk Scott into basically just shutting the park down. And he doesn't want them to shut anything down. He doesn't care about this gimmick. He just does he want publicity? Like, what is his motive here? Because it's clearly a good idea.
See, this is where it follows the Jaws. Same lines as Jaws. Yeah, he's like, let's shut the place down. But this guy doesn't really have a reason why they're not shutting it down. He's just like, no, it's...
Well, I remember it saying in the movie it was for publicity because more people were actually coming, but more people were dying. More people were getting hurt.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, get everybody out.
Yeah, and Scott, the, like, animal guy in this is like, this bear is some species that... doesn't live in this area. So they find out that it's just like some fucking super creature that shouldn't be here.
He's looking for food.
Some kind of megalith shark.
Dude, he talks like Werner Herzog.
He must be 2,000 pounds.
He walks in the dead of night. It is cold. He finds his food. I can't talk like him, but... Yes, anyways, that fucking gimmick happened. So we just got to a random scene where... there's a female ranger that stops for a break at the waterfall, and she decides to soak her tits. She just, like, fucking straight up, as we're on the clock, she drives to this fucking area, takes all of her clothes off, and jumps into the water.
You don't see them, though.
You see them, I think, from a distance.
You see, like, a profile of them, where you could see the shape, but you can't actually see them.
I don't know. This is where I wish we had, like, a Secaucus.
Give me. Replay center.
Come on.
That's what we're looking to invest in a replay center for the show.
God, that'd be fucking sweet.
We're trying to set the standard.
That way we can be sure.
Call on some guy.
Their profile or is there a nipple involved? All for your
is this just
all for your listening pleasure.
Yes. God, that's a fucking great idea. Sounds like a lucrative opportunity.
Definitely.
We'd have to charge for this feature.
Get a good 13-incher.
We have to charge for this feature if we're going to, for this service, if we're going to have a replay center set up. But anyways, you need multiple monitors and things.
Yeah, it would be luxurious.
We need to pay a guy to be pulling this up. I'm not doing it.
I feel like if we had a setup like that, we'd do a lot more podcasts.
Oh, dude.
Somebody edits them also. Yeah. Fire these babies off.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fucking sweet. Find a way to actually... You know what? But then again, I hate advertising and everything. It's getting so bad.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Do you notice, like, Instagram, how bad their fucking advertising is now?
Everything.
It is fucking insane. I can't handle it.
Sponsored.
Yeah.
But anybody can advertise. Yeah, that's why.
Some people, though, just say, hey, this is my show. I'm collecting for this. At the end of a thing, they're like, you can send...
I do that. Like,
as Patreon. Always, you could support the show so that we could do some way more cool stuff, like pull all this... Or get stuff out faster, or like get interview people. Like,
yeah, get guests and stuff.
And so they're like, we don't want to have to bore you with stupid ass fucking sponsors because that's lame. So, anyways, you could always send me.
Yeah, there's
send
a few
some money. You can keep the lights on.
There's a few.
There's a few podcasts where they're just talking about the sponsors for like the first 20 minutes, and you're like, what the fuck? Damn, so I just fast forward through it all. I don't want to fucking hear it.
You listen to the Joe Rogan one.
That's one of them.
Dude, it's like, God.
I fast forward in like 15 minutes and he's still going.
Shit, Rip Torn is a gangster, dude. Is he not in anything as of late? There's got to be some new smut.
I haven't really seen much of him recently.
Yeah, dude, he is just not in anything. Is he just way off his rocker?
I just hope he's fucking being cozy and enjoying himself.
God, I hope he's just getting fucking shit-ass drunk like every night, causing scenes in his neighborhood.
Wearing sweats.
His neighbors hate him.
Of course they probably do.
He stays up all night. He pees everywhere. Always dry pee in her driveway. Stinks in the summertime.
Sleeping naked on his lawn.
Fucking Rip Torn. I wish he was in this movie, because it would make this movie.
Oh, of course it would.
Starring Rip Torn. Dogs.
Baby dog.
Oh, man.
He's the bear.
He's just wearing a fuzzy jacket. He's supposed to pretend to be the bear.
You know TNT with like Kenny and fucking Charles? They should add Air Bud to that.
Ooh, that's lucrative. Oh, he's retired, boy. And he's way better than Paul Pierce.
Yeah, and he's probably smarter than Shaq. All right, so let's talk about this this ranger that decides to soak her breasts into this water. She decides to strip down naked. The bear kills her in the waterfall. The bear is hiding behind the waterfall.
What a scamp.
He just wraps her up, and I don't know if he does wrestling moves to her, because
he suplexes her in sort of rock bottom style.
Oh man, I wish he did wrestling moves like power bomb.
Ooh yeah,
through tables.
Diamond cutter.
That's what fucking she gets for not doing her job.
The bear just puts her in the figure four leg lock. Yeah, so what happens is she ends up getting killed, and so Kelly has to find her. And so he recruits a helicopter pilot to assist with the search, and so they're flying around this forest, and they think they find the bear, and they're like, down there. They go, and they find out it's that loony-ass fucking...
Beanie.
Yeah, it's just the crazy fucking know-everything-about-bears dude.
Yeah.
So they almost kill him. But yeah, he's...
What a rascal.
Yeah,
he's hunting the bear.
He's touching, you know, he's doing the feces taste, the feces smell.
Oh, yeah, where you taste the urine or something or smell it.
Yeah, talking about the tracks, and this is where he informs the guys that they are looking for a prehistoric grizzly bear, a Pleistocene-era Arctodus ursus horribilis.
Sabonis.
Sabinus. What was that guy's name?
Arvedus Sabonis.
Arvedus. Wow.
What a rascal.
That guy was the most unathletic fucking jump. Remember, he would just like shoot so weird.
Remember the movie we made? I was sending those pictures that I was making of Arvedus Sabonis. Who was playing him?
Dude, I can't. It was fucking...
Ray Liotta was playing him, so I put his face on there. Remember those basketball pictures?
Yeah.
And then we did... who was Detlef Schrempf? Daniel Day-Lewis was. And then for Scottie Pippen, remember I sent you the picture, it was just Joe Camel. His head was over Scottie's, and he like, because Scottie's got a Joe Camel nose.
He's got a weird face.
Joe Camel.
Have you seen, Keish, do you know
Scottie? Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes, I remember him. He has like a crazy, weird shaped nose.
Yeah.
He looks like somebody that, was like dressing up to be the devil for like Halloween, and then they just wash the makeup off, and that's how his face is. It's just like super pointy and weird. Yeah. What a rascal. We have campers still around this fucking chaos because Kelly can't talk this fucking nut job that runs this gimmick to shut everything down. So down in this low campground, the grizzly tears down a tent and ends up killing some random woman. And Kelly once again has to push in closing the park. So the attacks end up becoming national news, and this kind of keeps this fucking nut job from closing shit down. This is his opportunity to get some people to come here.
Yeah.
Is this lucrative? Steve, is this a...
At this point, yes, it is.
Brilliant marketing gimmick?
Keith? It is.
No, he's a fucking idiot.
He's going to make that money while it's to be had. The problem is, this is a national park, isn't it? He can't keep the money. It's not his park, so what's the point?
It sounds like he's like an overachiever by the book. Like employee
one
for
of those
a company
douchebags.
You're just like, what, why do you act like that? This job sucks, and you know it, you fucking idiot.
Although being a park
ranger,
there's
a lot of those out
kick
there.
Ass a lot of what
a lot of those kind of employees out there
where they like want to douchebag their way up.
Yeah, it's like, that's not gonna work.
And you're like, dude, we could
like
be
little
rock-
puppy dogs.
Yeah, and you're like, we could be rocking a pretty sweet gig here. Mm-hmm. Guy, you fucking it up for
yeah you well, quit setting the fucking bar so high.
Yeah.
Because then we have to hear, oh, well, he does this.
And you're like, all you're doing, you're not going to get more money for working harder. What do you think this is? I mean, you might get promoted, but you're not going to get paid what you're worth. You're making everybody else fucking have to do stuff.
Keish would say that those are glitches in the Matrix. They're fucking the system up.
They are.
Fucking assholes.
Fucking ruining it for everybody else. It's fucking ridiculous.
Can't watch all my YouTube.
Yeah.
So what happens here? Is that the crazy head of the National Forest decides to just hire random ass people with guns that have no knowledge of like safety. They're not like contracted. He's just saying, hey, hillbillies, go out there and go kill this bear.
Go out to Appalachia and start firing.
It's like people that hunt for sport.
Yeah, and they're like running around this camp. Like, this is an area where people camp and they're still camping.
Yeah. So, like, of course, booze is involved. Probably
definitely,
White Lightning.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. White Lightning's involved. This is Appalachia.
What's that?
White Lightning. We got White Lightning. We also have another popular drink would be moonshine.
Okay. I gotcha.
Just like
some basement
I've never heard
homebrew.
Of that.
This is that area.
Some homebrew.
Yeah. Like, I think White Lightning is
homemade spirits.
Yeah, I think it might be like whiskey, which is the same as moonshine, except for this one is just like the I think it's the normal percentage for whiskey in it, but it's not aged on the charred oak. It's just it's as it is after being distilled. And I think moonshine is way higher in percentage. Plus, I think it's got a lot more tails.
Yeah.
Of the distillation thing, that's why some people go blind, which is
gives
I think why it's
more tickle.
I've had some backcountry moonshine before. Like at,
really?
When I lived with Eric. It fucking smelled like gasoline and cat piss.
Because it's just
fucking gross.
Just burns through your stomach.
Just fucking oh man, it's just a bad idea. So what's another bad idea we can talk about? I guess the fact that Kelly, Stober, and Scott now being a team are going to try to track down this fucking bear. So we talk about one of these random hunters being chased down, and he manages to escape the animal by jumping into the river. This looked like a good time.
It did.
He's going down the river.
I was thinking, yeah, I had
it's
said
a nice hot day.
I had said this looks like a good time. He gets away with his life, but all the stuff he's doing, that looks like a hell of a thrill.
But deep down, if there was a camera under in the water, his legs are just fucking dragging all over rock or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
It looked like a good time, though.
So these random campers end up finding a bear cub.
Oh, yeah.
This random bear cub. And they're like, oh, dude, let's chain it up and like an open area so we can lure the big bear in, because it's probably its mother. Well, I guess they cut out the fact that it's possible that this guy could be, or the bear could be male, because he's actually fucking cannibalistic. Yeah. Because I guess he ends up eating this little bear cub.
What a rock and roll dog.
Dude, cute little guy. I don't remember this. Do you remember him eating the bear cub? Or did they just find, like, leftover skin and shit?
I don't remember. Do you remember? I don't remember seeing him eat it.
Does the film just imply that he was eaten?
I think so, because it never goes back to it.
I thought that he just left. I don't know.
Man, that's a lost gimmick, because that would have been kind of funny if it just shows this big giant bear just eating this little bear. But they have, like, it's just a stuffed animal, so it looks fucking ridiculous.
The big bear, the actual bear, dies from eating it. Stuffed animal.
Oh, yeah, because it's, like, some weird fucking styrofoam from, like, some fucking carnival.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so there's a ranger up in the fire lookout tower, and the bear fucking, like, knocks the fucking tower down, killing the fucking ranger at the top.
Yeah.
This guy's a madman. And it just shows a whole bunch of, like, ridiculous B-roll footage of this bear just, like, pouncing on this fucking tower. It's fucking ridiculous, and sometimes this bear looks huge, and sometimes it's just, like, a mediocre.
He's supposed to be 15 feet. He was actually played by an 11-footer.
It's actually just John Candy in a bear suit.
I love how every time they're, like, flying over him in the helicopter, he's standing, and he's, mad at the helicopter.
Yeah, he's like, how dare you?
Yeah, there are multiple shots in this where he gets pissed off, and, like,
and he's like,
Another good one.
He's bringing it back.
Making a comeback.
All right.
I think I just ran over Wilson.
All right, guys. It's time to get greasy.
Oh, bud.
What do you think? What do we got? We got any prizes for today, fellas?
They have a snack pack.
Ooh, we got some here?
Not here.
That's too bad.
No, I have them at my place, though, so winner can take the... It's a twofer. It's a two-pack. Some chocolate fucking snack pack gimmick.
So Steve's getting points, right?
Yep. You guys...
I feel like it's only fair.
I know. I'm trying to think of a better way. That's the only way I can really think.
Because if we both get it wrong, it's kind of like poker.
But then again,
they get the points.
But he can just set up some questions that are fucking impossible to answer.
Trevster,
he's an honest man.
If there's a new way... I'll be the first in line.
Okay, bud.
Would it be worth this time? It's the only way I know. We're going to get greasy with it, guys. And it sounds like it's for a snack pack then, Trevster.
Get greasy.
Yeah. And you guys know how the game works. You got to wait for me to finish the question if it's a multiple choice and every applicable answer before your answer counts.
Got it.
All right, and so I want, if you don't know what the answer is, just say that after a few seconds, just say you don't know, so we don't take forever.
If you don't know the answer.
So everyone gets a chance.
You have to say, I'm a stupid, dumb idiot.
Okay.
I don't like it. That's not the spirit of Greece. What's gotten into you, bud?
Oh, I'm just fucking kidding. It's a funny joke, bud.
Oh, I don't get it.
You know, because sometimes we end up not giving an answer at all.
I don't get it.
I'm a stupid, dumb idiot, bud.
All right, whatever works.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, right back at you. Oof. Oof.
Gotta take a lock it.
This one's multiple choice. Gotta be loud and sloppy.
Yeah.
This one's multiple choice. Why does the grizzly bear have a hump on its back? A, it stores its water there. B, it stores its fat there. C, it's a large muscle for digging purposes. D, it carries its young in there.
B,
yeah.
It's actually wrong. It's a large muscle for digging purposes, which is C.
Steve gets a point.
The grizzly bear hump is actually a large muscle. The most identifiable trait of a grizzly bear is the large hump on their shoulders. A powerful muscle they use to power their forelimbs through their daily routine. Grizzlies known to dig more than any other bear species spend inordinate amounts of time ripping through the earth, tearing apart rotted logs in search of roots,
and killing
plant bulbs,
people.
Insects,
and
rodents,
them.
And other grubs. Yeah. They're massive.
Fucking lazy ass little shallow graves they build.
Their massive hump is also the muscle powering them as they dig out water dens, often in steep and rocky mountain terrain.
Wow.
They also use it for being a rock and roll dog, PhD.
boy.
So, sorry, fellas, no point on that one for you. The next one, since it's also the 4th of July, this is fill in the blank, so I just want the date. But if you know the year, that's a bonus point. What day did John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both die on?
Oh, boy.
If you know the answer, say it, and if you don't want to take a guess, say you don't know.
I don't know.
I'm a stupid, dumb idiot, Steve.
The answer is today, July 4th.
Oh, boy, what a gimmick.
John Adams and Jefferson both died on the 4th of July.
That
Rock
is
and roll
a
dog.
Gimmick.
What a gimmick.
Maybe they planned it. 1826.
Man, looks like Steve's win.
I thought that maybe you'd guess because I told you just before the question that today was the 4th of July. I told you.
Yeah, but they're like...
It's greasy, bud.
They're important people in this holiday, so I just figured it was kind of...
Kind of greasy, right?
Yeah.
All right, boys. You ready for some more grease?
Grease.
Give me a grease, Keisha. No. All right, multiple choice. This one's multiple choice, gang. What was the bear's name that played the 15-foot tall beast in the film? A. Reggie. B. Teddy. C. Billy Ray. D. Frank.
A.
B.
The answer is B. Oh, Teddy. He's
yes.
A Kodiak bear.
But Teddy, the Kodiak bear.
Teddy.
Rock and roll dog, PH bear.
Little cuddle buddy.
All right, the next one. True or false? Along with Christmas, Congress declared July 4th as an official holiday as part of a bill to officially recognize other holidays.
True.
True.
That is true. I'll give you both the point.
Oh.
I'll give you a bonus if you know the year.
Replay it. I said it first.
You probably did.
All right, let's go to the tape. We'll be back. Ooh, back from the replay.
So it's
center, and
zero,
it looks like
2-2.
Keisha has scored again. 0-2-2.
But.
And we have got two more questions to go.
Okay. Are you counting them? Right. 1, 2, 2.
Two more. 1, 2. Here we go. Multiple choice. How much do grizzly bears weigh on average? A. 700 pounds. B. 1,100 pounds. C, 250 pounds. D, 1,700 pounds.
B.
B. Damn.
The answer is A.
Damn.
Grizzly bears weigh, on average, 700 pounds.
Oh, God, Steve might win.
Steve is
What gonna... if I tie? Why are there so many ties?
I don't know.
But there's a couple more questions here, I think.
Okay.
I think we can dig some more out of here.
Okay.
What do you mean a tie? I'm ahead of you.
No, it's 2-2.
No, I got it.
It's 2-3.
I got the first two. Keisha got the next two, and I got the next one.
But I'm expecting me to get
one.
Another point.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
So what I was going to tell you was some of the reasons behind the numbers. There's only one question left, but some of the reasons behind why I put those. 700 pounds is the average. 250 pounds. They can weigh as little as 250 pounds in the spring. Some of the grizzly bears in like Alberta. And 1,700 pounds is how much they can weigh up to. 1,700 pounds.
God damn.
What a rascal.
What a
eating
rascal.
Eating all the fish.
All right, last question. This is true or false. Trevor's going to try to avoid getting swept. Remember that your speed in true or false... I'm going to say go as soon as I'm done, okay?
Okay.
So that you guys, it's fair for you to hurry up and answer. True or false. Female grizzly bears weigh more than males. Go.
True.
I didn't say go before you guys started. Go.
True.
Oof. I think, you know what, guys? I mean, to ensure that Trevor doesn't get unfairly smoked.
I feel like you shouldn't have had to say go and Trevor beat me.
Yeah.
That's what I take from all this.
I wanted to go to the Thunderdome.
We can go to the Thunderdome.
Let's go to the Thunderdome.
Okay.
Thunderdome.
Keisha, will you please play the Thunderdome theme with one hand, because you're going to need the other hand on the Night Money glasses. Trevor, will you hand me your glasses?
Do
you have glasses we can hold?
Or they have to be mine?
They gotta be yours. That's how you play the Thunderdome. One hand each on the ceremonial Night Money sunglasses.
Okay, so what's heads, what's tails?
Heads.
Heads means I win all.
Keisha.
Okay.
Call what you want to be in the air.
Okay.
One, two, three, Thunderdome, bud.
A, or heads. A.
What's the result of the Thunderdome?
It's tails.
Ooh.
So Trevor, I don't win it. All.
You still win, but Trevor gets a Trevor
I'm
gets
all
it right.
Hey.
Hey. That was pretty funny.
The results of the Thunderdome are in, and it sounds like Trevor gets the point there.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the game.
Looks like Steve gets a snack pack.
Looks
See?
Like I get a snack pack.
Well, we gotta find a different way.
I wouldn't say that this is rigged in any way when I preface questions on the 4th of July as 4th of July.
I don't think I have won yet. This
yeah,
is
you have.
Fucked up.
You've won before.
Yeah. What did I win? I didn't win shit.
You did.
Yeah, you won. Didn't you win some of those fucking dipsticks things that I brought?
No.
Or maybe you won snack.
No.
I think she just won and got
maybe
a pat
won
on the
and
back.
Got nothing because we don't usually have something.
Yeah.
Because Kyle usually wins and we usually stiff him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he ain't getting shit till he fucking sends us those Steve Austin beers.
Then we'll give him his back.
I expect a white Russian. Ooh. I tried one of those for the first time the other day, and it's fucking
yeah.
so good.
So you get fucking way sick.
God
you
damn.
You drink way too much.
Really?
Yeah, but they are good, huh?
Yeah. I only had one, and I wanted more.
It's the Big Lebowski, bud.
Oh, yeah. I had one of those at you guys' mom's house.
White Russian.
Drinking out of that Big Lebowski cup, remember?
Oh, yeah. Wow, bud.
Well, shit, bud.
All right, so
I guess I won. Let's let's wrap this shit sandwich up.
Yeah, Steve gets a fucking snack pack. Great, I'll bring
oof,
it.
Oof, oof.
All right, so we have Kelly and the Kittredge dude continuing to argue over closing the park, and due to the situation, Scott ends up sneaking off, and he's like, "I'm gonna catch this bear with my bare hands," and he ends up getting fucking mauled, and the bear buries him. And he isn't quite dead. So you think he gets out of there and he crawls out and then the bear comes and just fucks his day up.
Yeah.
It's kind of smart to bury him though because it's cold, you know? Like people sure. used to use that as like a fridge back in the day. Dig yeah. deep holes, put your shit in it.
Makes sense.
Smart like, little
yeah.
creature.
Plus he can kind of hide it. But I don't think there's really any other animals out there that's going to eat a dead body.
A wolf maybe.
That's true.
A coyote.
He's hiding it from the cops.
All those little scavenger animals. He's hiding it from the cops.
Oh, now this is a fucking classy gimmick. So, on the outskirts of the national park, a mother and her young child are attacked by the grizzly. And remember, the fucking child just gets picked up and hugged? And then the bear throws him, and he's missing a fucking limb, dude. He's missing
oh, yeah.
his leg. He fucking mauled the little kid to death, and it was ridiculous.
That was funny. He, like, takes the kid and then just chucks him back and
yeah.
he doesn't have a leg. If I was to draw the special like special edition of this cover, I would fucking put it put the leg.
It all took a child to get disfigured for this fucking
the
schmuck Hammond the schmuck Hammond ass Jurassic Park fucker to close down the park.
Yeah.
It's just like Hammond. This is like the Jurassic Park formula before Jurassic Park 2. Well, it's the Jaws formula, it's the Spielberg formula,
exactly.
I guess, right? But, like, there isn't, except the only thing I can think of is, like, Jurassic Park has that asshole guy who refuses to close down the park. Like,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, his fucking grandchildren
uh-huh.
running through
mm-hmm.
John Hammond.
Yeah, this guy's the same fucking way.
Exactly.
But he's, like, on the bottom of the payroll scale. What's this clown doing?
Yeah, he works for
he
the government.
He doesn't even have
it's
a
not,
nice suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not his Jurassic Park place. Like, it's not his billion-dollar business.
Yeah,
it's
he's
his...
not an Elon Musk-type billionaire.
Exactly. this is just his fucking day job. It's just a gig.
So we have two people left, Stober and Kelly. They go after this grizzly alone. They're just going to fucking shoot him. So they set up a trap by hanging a deer carcass in the tree. And the grizzly ends up falling for the bait, but the bear retreats and somehow sneaks the fucking deer out of there. It's a clever
and buries
little,
it.
Yeah, buries it. Takes a shit on it.
God, he's got quite somehow, the collection.
Somehow eats all the bones.
Yeah, so the men end up chasing the animal through the woods, and he ends up outrunning them. But I guess what happens is they track down the bear on horseback, finding the remains of the carcass, and then Stober and Kelly get on the radio to try to get help, and they're going to drag this deer behind his horse and create a trap for the grizzly again. And the grizzly ambushes him and fucking chops the horse's head off.
Yeah, that part's fucking great.
Slaps his head off.
Just fucking bam. It's pretty fucking ridiculous, because the whole time this movie shot so well, and it jumps to these fucking amateur ass fucking special effects.
Some of these.
It's the only
scenes.
Way they could get it done back then.
It's the only way they could
How
get
could
it
How could have they done it better?
I don't know. You're
well,
right.
Well, they could have done it a little better.
But I felt like that helped the movie be even
Yeah, it made
better,
it more fun. Exactly.
Ridiculous. So, the horse gets killed and knocks Scott unconscious. Now, he wakes to find himself alive but half buried in the ground. And so, So before he can dig himself out, the grizzly bear returns and fucking kills him. This gimmick.
I love that he's just...
And
he
still,
wakes
nobody
up.
Has tried to shoot him.
Yeah. At this point, nobody has taken a shot at him.
Yeah, can we talk about this? Because they're chasing him in helicopters. They're fucking, multiple times.
But they're just looking down at the ground. They're not prepared with guns, trying to fucking snipe his ass.
Not even trying to, like, throw a net over him or something. It's got a ball.
Yeah, he
big
just...
ball thing on it.
He just keeps getting away. All right.
Fucking primitive.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. Okay, so... So Kelly and Stober end up finding Scott's mutilated body, and they return to the helicopter to track the grizzly from air. And they spot the bear, and he's just walking on his fucking hind legs, just like reaching up to the fucking helicopter. Just super close-up shots of the bear's mouth screaming. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
So he clearly likes to walk on his back legs.
Oh, he loves it, even though it's less efficient.
He's fucking pissed.
Yeah.
So the grizzly attacks the helicopter, swiping the craft and causing Stober to basically fucking fly over and be knocked unconscious or something for a second. So the grizzly ends up killing Stober before turning on Kelly, who pulls a fucking bazooka out after a fucking rifle doesn't
Bad
do the job.
Ass.
Rock and roll dog.
And this, my friend, is the Welcome to the Jungle scene.
Oh, yeah.
Because... It's fucking ridiculous. Now, I don't think it's an explosion. I don't think it's an explosion that was filmed for this movie, because it like didn't look like it matched up very well.
Yeah. Yeah, it was something.
Yeah.
So in a world where it was something.
For several seconds, Kelly sadly stares at the burning remains of the grizzly before walking towards Stover's body. And we cut.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fucking ridiculous.
Welcome to the jungle!
Welcome to the jungle!
Well, guys.
There are a lot of Welcome to the Jungle scenes in this.
Yeah.
Dude, a lot. Like, people's limbs being cut off. Like, the first kill.
A
girl gets her arm
little,
fucking ripped off.
Fancy movie.
When that little boy got thrown, and I think he had a leg missing and an arm missing, we were fucking laughing, dude.
Yeah,
that's
hilarious.
Pretty
funny. Pretty funny show.
I definitely wasn't expecting him to go fucking blasting at the end.
Yeah. <Dude.
laughs> Fucking just blew up into pieces.
This was the Jaws
and then the yeah. And then the hunk had the satisfied look and the movie ended.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he is a hunk in this.
Well, I think you're gonna like this movie if you like seeing the original Land Jaws ripoff, slick camera moves, going to the bathroom and cleaning up afterwards banter.
Ooh.
Mauling children while they are at play. And you know, guys, in a day and age where Welcome to the Jungle is played in every movie trailer, you'll like this movie if you like seeing a movie that looks like it was made to have Welcome to the Jungle playing every time something badass happens. But to its detriment, it didn't have the budget to pay for Axel's hot pants. Or it also was 9 years too early.
Yeah. It didn't have the budget to time travel.
But goddamn, that would have been something. What a fancy movie.
God, no kidding. I think it was so fancy because we didn't expect that. It seemed like a fucking...
I was hoping it would be that
TV big. Made for movie bullshit.
I didn't even fucking notice her pull out the rocket launcher. I just saw the bear blow up. Oh, yeah.
She whipped that baby out.
Kelly just fucking... He has that rifle, and he's just fucking straight up shooting that bear, and he runs out of ammo, and he runs back to the helicopter and pulls out a bazooka. Like, where do you get that? You can't get that anywhere. This guy has the connections. I don't want to know. He's got the looks, he's got the khakis, the girls, and the bazookas.
Yeah. And I think in the end it shows how badass the bear is, too. He fucking gone out. He went out like that?
Yeah, that's pretty kick-ass. So
it would have been cool if Kelly would have walked over to the bear's remains and just grabbed the head and started fucking it. That'll show the bear. One last little fucking gimmick. Or they could have left that out. I know, sure call. But I would expect that scene in the Shout Factory.
So let's talk about this. I'll go first.
Okay.
I picked this bad boy.
It's a good pick.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it until a minute or so before I suggested we do it or read it to you guys, which was just a little while ago. And I guess we'll give the dumpster ratings at this point. So it'd be on a scale of 1 to 5 dumpsters, 1 being the best a B-movie could get, and 5 being an all-out dumpster fire. We'll talk about the villain, the score, and your overall thoughts on the movie. So I would say the villain for this, pretty sweet. Creature features are hot right now in my house. and this one is pretty fancy. Like, if they could make a old-fashioned werewolf-type movie that was as competent as this, they'd have The Howling, or they'd have American Werewolf in London or something.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be fucking great, because this movie pulls out all the stops.
Yeah, I like that. I don't really remember much of the music.
We won't say anything yet.
I'm trying to find the score. I mean, I have some clips of the score if you'd like to listen to it really quick.
As far as the thoughts on the movie in general, it's pretty much exactly what I could have hoped for. Like, it's pretty fucking kick-ass. A little bit slow it apart, but
it just
not too bad. I mean, it's worth it.
It got outrageous right before you gave up on it, huh?
Yeah, you're like, oh yeah, because like it's a perfect movie to be like browsing the internet really quick and like watching at the same time.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Browsing, see where maybe Gordon Hayward signed or re-signed.
Yeah.
While you're watching.
Jesus. Sad day.
But anyway, yeah, I think, I think it's pretty sweet. I mean, I don't know, somewhere in the, I rate a lot of stuff around here, but I don't know, 1.75 range. I think it's pretty fancy. I like it.
Yeah.
What do you just think? Enough of a laugh, too.
Dude, it's got the laughs. What do you think, Keith?
The villain, I like the villain a lot. It's a bear. It's a big bear. I wish they would have gone a little more mad with it.
Oh, yeah.
And just fucking drenched his face in blood or something.
Well,
and
it's
just
is,
dripping as he's standing there.
Yeah, you know? They're getting these shots of the bear. Why don't you just, like, give him some, he
looks
red syrup?
Yeah, he looks like a cute little cuddly bear.
They had a bear that they were working with. But the problem, I think...
Just let him eat a bunch of cherries or something, and then he'll be all covered with red.
Bears are one of those creatures that you just don't want to risk riling up. You don't want to do anything that they might not appreciate.
Throw some 70s CGI bear blood in there.
Yeah, because I assume that's why they didn't splash him up.
Just be a great filmmaker and be like, I'm going to catch this bear. I'm going to be a director where I catch the actors and talent by surprise. He just yells cut and they throw a fucking giant bucket of fake blood on its face and it just freaks the fuck out. Just fucking kills the fucking half the crew.
And then the other villain, he was a fucking idiot.
Forest Ranger.
Oh, that guy's a fucking moron. He's a fucking idiot. I don't know what his plan is. You're being the fucking man that everyone hates at work. And what are you making? You're not making any of that hard-earned cash that you're making for the fucking forest. You don't run the show. It's government ran. This guy's getting fucking, maybe back in this day, $5 an hour tops.
Yeah,
and definitely. He's fucking working like he's the CEO of fucking PayPal.
He's proud of his mountain.
So what were you going to say about the score?
And the score was fucking so stupid. It all sounded like Little House on the Prairie type stuff.
Oh, yeah. And then it would get... them get a little stringy.
It was just really...
I don't really remember it.
Plug me in, bud. Just for a second. Because I want to refresh my
memory. It made it feel like I was watching a TV show.
Shits and Giggles.
70s.
There you go.
Here.
It's pretty fancy.
Yeah, it got very fucking...
TV running show. Through the fields with fucking sunflowers.
But while this is playing, it's like the beginning of The Shining. How they're, it's like helicopter views over like forest and stuff.
Yeah, that was cool. But I felt like it went with the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
There are bits and pieces like this. Let's see if we can find one. Ah, fuck it. Who cares? You get the idea.
I don't know what. I was going to rate it a 3, but at the very end with the fucking bear blowing up, very unexpected.
Yeah, that's pretty
It brought it
ass.
Down to a 2.5. I like the movie. It's a good movie.
Nice. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this thing caught me off guard.
Yeah.
It was a fucking last minute pick.
Mm-hmm.
Via Thunderdome.
Yes.
Have we ever described what the Thunderdome is, and shall we, or should we keep it a secret?
Well, we played it just barely, but.
But we were off.
I'm not sure if we're cutting it out.
Okay.
Should we cut it or not?
Well, we didn't explain what we were doing, really.
Well.
It's quite the process.
It's a process. Maybe one day.
Maybe one day
you'll earn that story.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, but goddamn, dude, I was not expecting this.
Because we almost did that other movie, like we said.
Yeah, and 10 minutes into this, I'm like, God, this is way 70s. The score is Little House on the Prairie. This is... I might fall asleep, and then all of a sudden the fucking first kill me fucking knocks the girl's head off, and I'm like, oh man, this is fucking a treat.
Oh yeah.
And there were a few times where I almost fucking
Treat Williams.
Gave up, and Treat Williams.
He showed up.
Popped his head out of the ground. No, and just something ridiculous would happen right before you're about to give up on this thing. So, dude,
what do you think of the bad guy?
It's fucking great. The bear's ridiculous. I like the bear. He likes to stand on his hind legs. There's a whole bunch of shots of his little feet when he walks. Way funny. He doesn't hold back when he's deciding to murder.
No way.
He slaughters these people. It's ridiculous. Cuts a little kid's arms off, legs off. Doesn't care. The score, there is some little House on the Prairie gimmick, but also when it gets intense, there's like some kind of creepy strings that kind of remind me of like Friday the 13th kind of gimmick. But, definitely sounds TV. Sounds like a movie made for TV kind of gimmick. But overall, man, I'm going to give this gangster a solid 2.
Yee.
I think it's fucking good. I'll buy this if they come out with a special edition.
Yeah, I would. I think it's pretty sweet.
I feel like you watch Beers in the Summer. This.
You watch Beers in the Summer to it?
Yeah, and you just fucking watch the bear just cut people's heads off.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't like slice them. He just flings his arm and, like, their head just flies off. It's ridiculous.
Make your kids watch it before you go camping so they behave.
Dude, fucking bears are scary because they could do this.
Oh, like,
yeah. That's what makes it kind of scary.
Yeah.
It's kind of got that
bears
Jaws
are
gimmick.
Scary.
Yeah. Especially if they feel threatened.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well.
We recommend it.
I fucking recommend it. It's fucking gangster.
All right. Where can they get us? We got a website.
Oh, yeah. It's
www.bmovietrashtalk.com. Is that a place?
It's not. Well, it's still there. You can access it. We don't have any new episodes up on it. I could probably
so it's back up. That was my question.
It's a click away.
One click away.
But also we spend more time on like Twitter and Instagram. Love to fucking troll.
Yee.
So if you dare to fucking
say hi
tell
to
us
the
how much of a shitty episode we have. Steve will do everything in his power to make sure that
you end up liking it. That you end up liking us. Because that's what we want. Like Bob Ross, bud.
Yeah, and you can get a...
Bob Ross.
You can find us, B-Movie Trash
Talk. At B-Movie Trash Talk.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat.
At Steve, Keisha Turpin.
You also have at Keisha Turpin, at Steve Norman, at Trevor Turpin. And at Mr. Disposal when he shows from time
to
time.
When he wants to be greasy.
You know, we didn't tell him
about him. We forgot.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what.
He's usually busy. I think he's probably doing something.
He would have liked this, I think.
I think he would have liked it, but I think he's probably on vacation, I would guess. He seems like a 4th of July vacation guy.
He does.
He likes that kind of stuff.
Well, Keish, take it away with some of those drum gimmicks. greasy stuff.
That'll do us. Yeah. Good night, Kevin.
I can't really drum over here. Say good night, Kevin.
Say good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Good night, Macon. Good night, Kevin.
Hold on.
Good night, Bud Pup.
I gotta show you this. You can add this to the end if you'd like, Steve.
I see.
Plug me in really quick. I gotta show you this because you'll never watch it.
Hey! It's you! McMuffin!